Yeah, I've got, you know what, I got a mullet from back in the day. I could probably dig up a picture of that. It's cool because I look like I'm seven. I'm 18. I'm like a seven-year-old kid with a mullet. I look like Anthony Michael Hall. So struggling. And it hasn't gotten any better. It really hasn't. Also turning 52 today, the great Colin Hay. Hey.
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 And last but not least, Maria Conchita Alonso turning 48 today. Let's do some sporty.
That's a nice
now
speech.
That is a mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that?
Maria Sanchez. Conchita Alonso. Wasn't she in The Running Man? Or is that a different?
That's an old hip-hop dance from the 80s, I think.
Is that a different Mexican lady?
She was in Moscow on the Hudson.
Running Man?
Oh, she was. That's her, huh?
Yes.
That's not a mustache.
Remember The Running Man, the Schwarzenegger movie?
It swept
the Academy Awards.
That might be a mustache.
Let me just say once again.
Yeah, she was.
That's a possible mustache.
Hey, I'm telling you, once their head's underwater, you will not see the mustache. Let's go to drowning women.
I don't know. No, when their head goes underwater, the mustache shows up even more.
It flies.
How is that? If you push the back of the head.
It glistens. The water provides a backdrop for the mustache. In fact, the water is a mustache finder.
Yeah.
Water makes hair all women.
Water makes hair more visible. It shines.
That's why I used to carry a spray bottle on first dates.
Just constantly work your hair.
No, spray it.
So guys, whenever you got a girl that you're digging on early on in the scene.
Spray her face.
No. Yeah. Just take her head and then dunk it underwater for a couple
hose
seconds.
Hose her down.
Yeah, just hose her down real good.
Just grab her? No. It's got to be forced. Grab
it. Greg.
What?
Oh, man.
Did you have to dump Uncle Greg out?
Yes.
That is old school hammer right there.
Just to be clear, is that officially on our watch or yours?
Yours.
Oh, that's great. On y'all's watch.
Why does that have to be done?
That is not a part of your audition tape.
Really enjoyed working here, guys.
It doesn't matter because nobody's going to do anything to us anyway.
Good point.
By the way, facial talk at 450.
What?
Turning 69 today, Armand Killebrew.
Former guest of the Hard Line. He's what, 69?
69.
I don't think so. I think he's a little older than that.
I'm the six, you're the nine.
No.
Well, I don't know. If he's older than that, then certainly Don Dokken is as well. I just go by the info they gave me.
Was he the hammer in Hebrew, or was that someone else?
Greg, I believe that was Hank Greenberg.
Okay.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Norm.
I wish I'd have done X.
Genius.
I wish I would have done X.
Oh my God. Norm loves the love drug.
Oh yeah, well hey Norm.
Yes, Mike.
We're a couple of swingers.
Oh wow.
X, Mike, and Norm. Chip. Turning 56 today, Dan Dierdorf.
No.
How's he in the Hall of Fame yet Rayfield Wright's not?
I'm pissed.
TV.
That's a question.
Hey, Dan.
He's not here, Mike.
He means Dan Bayless.
Yes, Mike.
Dan.
Spit it out.
What?
Well, what's the matter with pot?
Why are you asking me?
And last but not least, race car driver Jeff Burton is 38 today.
NASCAR.
That's right, Greg.
Is that Ward's brother or son?
Yeah, brother. Bill Walton's kid.
Now for the spares, John Wiener, baseball player, 38 years old.
Wiener.
Would you change your name if it was Wiener?
I think it's Weiner.
I'd change it to Rod.
Is it Rod Wiener?
Enormous Rod Wiener.
Wasn't Jan Wiener, isn't that how he says his name, Jan Wiener?
Are you talking about the keyboard guy that did the Miami Vice
thing?
I'm
talking about the editor of Rolling Stone.
That's Jan Hammer.
Jose Albero.
That's right.
36.
Check out my piano.
Jose Albero, isn't that a former Ranger great?
I didn't recognize that.
You guys are the baseball guys. Figure it out on your own.
Isn't this the baseball show of record?
Yeah.
A strapped portable keyboard talk coming up at 5:50.
Jason Rakers is 32.
Who?
Baseball player Jason Rakers.
Well, let's go to the baseball guys. Who's that?
Don't know. Never heard of him.
Well, you guys are awful.
He is fair.
No, we're terrific.
He gave me a golfer. I know who that was. But
okay.
All right.
Hey, Gregor.
Yeah, Norm.
I don't trust you.
That's a pretty good policy, Norm.
Baseball player Tony McKnight, 28.
Tony! Boy, you came up with some spares, Ben.
Thank you. Born on this day, now dead. Falling on a bomb right now, Slim Pickens.
Rode the
missile.
A-bomb.
That's right. And dead on this day, still dead, Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle.
Oh.
Got in big trouble for...
Did he ever.
Getting down with a little girl.
You know, the story of Fatty Arbuckle, they were turning that into a movie, and that's when Farley passed on.
And he
got the script and was ready to do it, and he checked out.
Now, you know, he was acquitted of that.
Guys, Speedball.
Is it hard for you to talk about him? Because I remember that was a big crying day on the ticket when he passed
away. When Farley died, that hurt.
Was that worse than Hartman?
Yes.
Mary?
Is that worse than Payne Stewart? No, we know it wasn't because you were laughing about that.
No, those were pretty even. The Payne Stewart, the tragic death of Payne Stewart, and
then
the
why
tragic
did you laugh
death
about
of Chris.
It, so.
I didn't laugh about it.
What about Kurt? I distinctly remember that day. All we heard is airplane jokes. What about jokes Kurt? About airplanes with no pilot?
About Kurt Cobain. That was a bad one too. That kind of signaled the end of my usefulness in life.
How much did you shoot Rick up that day?
Yeah, Norm.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look at old Kurt Cobain. Look what drugs did for him.
I put heroin in the shotgun and blew shotgun into my head. Or blew heroin into my
laughing part is so genius.
I love when Norm is relevant to what we're talking about at the time,
how
too.
How is grooves that fast?
Okay, and by the way, there's something over my clock, so I apologize, Kat. Jane Mansfield died on this day in 1972.
Guns. Was not decapitated.
Guns.
Oh. Was not.
That's a myth. Was not decapitated. She was wearing a wig.
Who?
Oh.
Jane Mansfield.
It did actually take the very top of her head off. It didn't take her entire head.
She was scalped.
Well,
I think guns are good.
Whatever it was, you could certainly get off on it.
What do you mean?
What?
Tyler?
I read that in my Hollywood Babylon book. Yes, Norm.
Do you know who I am?
I have a fairly good idea.
Hardline Frisco next.